If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yama pops out, catches and shoots by the hash mark. It's up and good. 96-90. And the Warriors need buckets. They need them quickly. They had the game in hand. And then they let Wembanyama come back in and get a rhythm.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95-7 The Game.
Yes, Tim Roy, he's exactly right. The Warriors had this one. They were up by 17 the final 2 minutes of the third quarter. From that moment on, though, the Spurs outscore the Warriors 40-13. A lot of it was Victor Wembanyama, that three you just heard as called by the great Tim Roy here on 95-7 The Game earlier tonight, made it 96-90 San Antonio. The Warriors were stuck on 90 for what felt like the entire fourth quarter of this basketball game. They led by 17 late in the third. 7-0 Spurs run to close the third quarter, including two Warriors turnovers in the final like 35 seconds of the quarter that led to five quick points for San Antonio. Instead of being up by 17 or 20, you were only up by 10 going into the fourth quarter, and then the run continued. The Warriors went without a field goal for 5 minutes and 19 seconds of the fourth quarter, nearly 6 full minutes. The Warriors did not make a single field goal. They were two Steph Curry threes. The first one was from like 4 feet behind the line, a very deep three. And then 5 minutes and 19 seconds of game time later, he hit a crazy one off a wild scramble, offensive rebound, loose ball, and it was from way deep on the left wing, and that one went in. Those were the only two field goals the Warriors made for a big chunk of the fourth quarter. In between those two made field goals, 5 minutes and 19 seconds of game time. It was a rough fourth quarter. The Warriors only score 13 points in the quarter, 4 for 19 from the field, 2 for 10 from downtown. Not great from the free throw line as well, 3 for 6 from the stripe. Worst fourth quarter, at least offensively, for the Warriors all season. Wasn't great defensively either, as the Spurs put up 33 points in the fourth, 33 in the third as well. It really was a tale of two halves for the Spurs offense. I mean, the Warriors in the first half, it was maybe their best defensive half of the year. San Antonio in the first half, 14 for 43 from the field. That's a little over 32% from the field in the first half. They were only 6 for 26 from downtown in the first half. That's 23%. It was the fewest points the Warriors have allowed in any half so far this year. But the second half, it was nowhere near as good. In fact, it was relatively bad defensively for the Warriors. The Spurs shot 57%. 40% from the field in the second half. They weren't incredible from downtown, but certainly better than they were in the first half. They were 7 for 21 from downtown, making a third of their threes, but they were getting a lot at the rim. They were getting offensive rebounds. They were getting second chance looks. And when the Warriors would turn the ball over, which again was not often, 10 turnovers tonight, they were almost always turning those into points. And it's kind of like reverse of what happened last night. Warriors in New Orleans, both teams turned it over a lot in that basketball game. And the difference was the Warriors were way more efficient at turning those turnovers into points. So the Warriors actually turned the ball over more than New Orleans did, but they beat them big time in points off of turnovers. And in a game in which you win by four, that's a pretty big deal. San Antonio, meanwhile, they took care of the ball as well. The Warriors 10 turnovers, the Spurs 9. But the Warriors turned those 9 San Antonio turnovers into only 9 points. San Antonio turned the 10 Warrior turnovers into 16 points. So that's also where this game was won and lost, was points off turnovers. Were they dead ball turnovers? Were they live ball turnovers? Did you turn them into looks and good looks and points? San Antonio did that far more often than the Warriors. And a game in which, you know, it's decided in the fourth, in the fourth quarter, things like that oftentimes are going to decide this basketball game. There were some fun moments in this one. I guess, you know, while I was talking about some of the free throw numbers, let's just run through what the Warriors did from the line, because that has been a major topic for the Warriors so far this year. It was not great again tonight. You were kind of just waiting for the Warriors to figure it out from the free throw line. And it still is not happening. On the night, 8 for 13 from the line, and it only got worse as the game went along. In fact, through three quarters, it was all right. The Warriors were 5 for 7 from the line through three quarters. Not bad. Maybe you'd want to make one more of those. Ideally, of course, all 7. But then in the fourth quarter, the Warriors go just 3 for 6. And a couple of those misses, I believe two of them, they went 1 for 3 during that stretch where they did not make a field goal for over 5 minutes of basketball. You can't have that if you're the Golden State Warriors. Free throws overall in the night, 8 for 13. You shoot 61.5% from the line tonight. Your season average is 70, and that's near the very bottom of the league. And it's going down tonight because you went just 8 for 13 from the line. So that's not good from the Golden State Warriors as well. 888-957-9570. That's the number to both call and the Comcast Business text line if you want to join the conversation. The 650 chiming in on the Comcast Business text line. The Warriors choked this one away to the Spurs. First game all season they should have put away and didn't. Bounce back on Monday night. It's a good one to think about at 650, as we can run through the other Warriors losses. You have the two losses to the Clippers. You have the one in Cleveland where you were blown out of the water at halftime. Really, you were blown out of the water in the first quarter. And then you have tonight in San Antonio. The two Clippers losses, they were close, and you might have...
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Left that game feeling like we probably could have or should have or easily could have won this game if it wasn't for all those turnovers. But it's not as if those were games where, like tonight, you led for the majority of the basketball game and you let a major lead slip away. So I think the 6-5-0 does have a point, and I think what backs it up as well is the Warriors in clutch time so far this year. Let's see, where is the statistic? I know I have it here somewhere for you. The Warriors in clutch time. Yes, here it is. Warriors in clutch time now are 5-3. After they lost tonight, the other two losses, of course, are the Clippers losses. But again, that was a little bit different because the Warriors did not lead by 17 points late in the third quarter in those games and then choke away a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Those were more close competitive battles all night long, and then the Warriors did not have enough down the stretch. This was, you had this game nearly put away, and then you couldn't quite get the job done. So a good point there from the 6-5-0. It's the second night of a back-to-back on the road, your first road back-to-back of the season. These things aren't easy, and it's the third game in four nights. Not easy. But when you have a 17-point lead late in the third quarter against a team that's not a bad team, but also not a great team, you feel like that's a game that you should be able to win. Okay, Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Join the conversation there by dialing that number or texting the Comcast Business text line. Again, that number, 888-957-9570. Let's hear from Coach Kerr, though. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, post-game addressing the media in San Antonio after his Dubs blew a 17-point late third quarter lead, a 10-point fourth quarter lead, and they lose by a final score of 104-94 in San Antonio. Here is Warriors head coach Steve Kerr.
The Spurs were great. They were so good in that fourth quarter defensively, flying around. I thought the way that the third quarter ended was a killer. We had a 15-point lead and the ball with 35 seconds. So we're going to get a 2-for-1 and hopefully go up 17 going into the fourth. We get a turnover and then they score 5 in a row. So a 10-point game going into the fourth. That was a key moment momentum-wise, and I thought they earned it, the Spurs did, with finishing the quarter like they did and then dominating the fourth. They were fantastic.
How impactful was Victor's defense in her protection?
Yeah, he was amazing, blocking shots and, thwarting others, being a presence in the paint. It was an impressive performance by him and by the whole team defensively.
I mean, this was the third game in four nights, tough travel. Did you sense some fatigue?
We ran out of gas that fourth quarter, but, this is part of the NBA, and we have to learn how to execute, under pressure when we're tired. And we didn't do that tonight, but we'll get better.
JK, late scratch. How's he doing?
I think he's fine. He just felt sick right before the game.
And then what can you take away from a game like this and, these two guys?
Just keep on keeping on. You move forward. It's been a great start to the season. Disappointing loss because we had control of the game mid third, and it felt like we were about to break it open. But we didn't. So you learn from it. You give the other guys credit because they're the main reason we lost. I mean, they like I said, the Spurs were fantastic, and they earned it. We've got to just bounce back. We'll fly home tonight and hopefully get a little rest and back at it on Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's Steve Kerr post-game tonight in San Antonio. Yeah, the Warriors getting ready to board a plane to head back to the Bay Area right now. Up next, the Golden State Warriors take on the Brooklyn Nets. That's Monday at home. 7 o'clock is the tip time, which means coverage begins at 6 here on 95.7 The Game on Monday. Warriors in action this week. Thanksgiving week, by the way, coming up. Warriors Monday again versus Brooklyn. At home again versus Oklahoma City on Wednesday. They have Thanksgiving on. They have Black Friday off. Then they're in Phoenix on Saturday, in Denver on Tuesday of the following week. By the way, that game in Denver, Tuesday, December 3rd, that is the final NBA Cup group stage game for the Warriors. But remember, with what happened last night, the Warriors winning in New Orleans and Dallas beating the Nuggets in Denver, the Warriors have already clinched West Group C, which means they will be on to the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. Eight teams in the quarterfinals, and then it's just, you know, NCAA tournament bracket. Single elimination, win and you move on, lose and you're out. So that game in Denver does not mean anything really for the Warriors in the NBA Cup, but it is still a regular season game, of course. So it's not like the Warriors will just be taking that one off, but they are already through to the next stage of the NBA Cup. So keep that in mind for that game, Tuesday, December 3rd, the Warriors in Denver against the Nuggets. But that's a ways away. The Warriors got two games at home, and then they go out on the road for Phoenix and Denver. It's kind of been an awkward schedule because the Warriors haven't really been in any one place that often. They had the three-game home stand earlier this year, the Clippers, and then consecutive New Orleans games. Then they had the long five-game road trip at home for two, Dallas and Memphis, then in L.A., then home against Atlanta, then in New Orleans, now in San Antonio, then home for two, then back on the road for two, then home again. They are just flying all over the place right now, and it's hard, I think, to get into a rhythm that way, and I think it's something that Steve Kerr talked about at the end. They ran out of gas there and were a little bit winded, a little bit exhausted, trying to get some rest before the Nets game on Monday, and hopefully they come out and play better than they did in the second half, because that second half, it was not too good for the Golden State Warriors. I shouldn't even say second half. It was specifically the fourth quarter, because the Warriors, in that third quarter, they built a 17-point lead, and then they just could not hold it. A couple of turnovers. It wasn't the total number of turnovers in this game. Only 10 for the Warriors, but it was when they happened. You have the ball up by 15 with like 40 seconds left, maybe 35 seconds left in the third quarter. And the way that you approach that is, I'm getting two shots off, they're getting one. Worst case is they just outscore us by a single bucket, and we go into the fourth quarter up by 12 at the worst, more likely 13. If they are to score on their one attempt and we are to go 0-for-2 on our two attempts, that should be the worst case. But that actually was not the worst case, because the Warriors did not even get a field goal attempt up on their two possessions. And they committed a turnover so early in the first, they gave San Antonio their chance to get a 2-for-1, and they executed it to perfection. So instead of the Warriors having a chance to maybe lead by 17, 18, 19, 20 going into the fourth, they gave San Antonio the chances. Their turnovers led to easy buckets, and instead, you're looking at a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and that was where this game began to turn. The rest of that fourth quarter, of course, not good either, but it began late in that third. Without that stretch where you have the Kevon Looney moving screen, and then you have the Buddy Hield turnover that both lead to points the other way, the Warriors very well might win this game, even if they play a similar fourth quarter, because that five-point swing, that really quick five-point swing to close the third, it gave San Antonio momentum, and you could kind of feel it in the crowd. You could sense it with Wembanyama and Harrison Barnes, by the way, a familiar face who played well. He had 22 points in this game, so that was a gigantic moment in this basketball game as well. There was some, I think, impressive moments for the Warriors as we try to look on the bright side just a little bit. How did they build that 17-point lead late in the third quarter? Because it was kind of like a back-and-forth game for a while. The Warriors kind of, the lead oscillated between like 5 points and like 12 points for the majority of the game. The Warriors really couldn't ever put major distance between them and the Spurs. It kind of felt like it happened, though, when they went up by 17 late in the third quarter. But for the most part, this was like a 5 point, 10 point, 12 point game for the vast majority. And the Warriors consistently had to kind of stave off some mini runs. And there was one point in the third quarter, Warriors led by 12 at halftime. San Antonio put together kind of a mini run going into the third quarter, or in the middle of the third quarter. They had cut the lead down to 6, San Antonio did, and the Warriors, with about 8 minutes to go in the quarter, they get consecutive made threes from Lindy Waters. Lindy Waters in this basketball game wasn't bad. He was in double figures, 11 points, 3 for 8 from downtown. You will take 3 for 8 from downtown anytime. Consecutive threes after the Spurs got back within 6. It pushes the lead immediately back up to 12. The Spurs call a timeout. That continues to lead into the Warriors' 17-point lead. And if that was a lead that they held and they ultimately go on to win this basketball game, we are talking about that those Lindy Waters threes as a turning point in this game, because it felt like the Spurs' run was happening then, but then Lindy Waters put an end to it with consecutive made threes. The lead goes up to 12, eventually balloons to 17, and you're thinking, all right, we got this one in the bag. But then, of course, we know what happened the rest of the way. But good moment there from Lindy Waters. There's also one other play I wanted to highlight in this basketball game, and then we'll take care of business before we get on out of here. It was a moment in the first quarter, and this might seem kind of innocuous, but let me try to explain it for you. Late first quarter, I think both teams had just committed a turnover. There was kind of like a regaining of possession by San Antonio around half court. And Wembanyama, after regaining possession of the basketball, begins dribbling back towards the bucket. And Kevon Looney, who's trying his best to recover after the possession changed hands, kind of just comes in from behind Wembanyama and snatches the ball away. And the Warriors suddenly are on the fast break. Looney, after getting the steal, feeds it to Moody, who pushes the tempo. And as Moody is pushing, it's Buddy Hield in a dead sprint down the left sideline. A dead sprint down the left sideline to try to get in position for a fast break bucket. The Spurs, though, defended it well. There was no lane for Moody to make the pass, and he made the right decision to not force something in there because it very likely would have been a turnover. But Buddy Hield does not give up and does not stop running. So he runs down the left side, gets to the left corner, realizes, I'm not getting the ball, I'm defended well. So then he turns and runs baseline all the way over to the right corner, covered there as well. Moody then begins to shift and dribble and fade kind of over to the right wing, with Hield now in the right corner. And as Heald's defender kind of stays up on him, Hield, a little bit of a jab step, and then cuts baseline. Moody, a beautiful backdoor pass, and Hield, a great reverse finish. I think that just highlights what Buddy Hield has brought to this basketball team. And it's not just the shooting, although you will take it every single time out when he's shooting the three as well as he has been so far this season. What is he now on the year? From downtown, Buddy Hield on the season is 44% from downtown. You'll take that. You'll take that any year that you can get. He hasn't been great, as good shooting recently. The numbers in November, a little bit down than the first part of the season, and specifically lately, he was 2 for 7. Last night, he had 3 for 9. He had 2 for 6. He had 2 for 8. Hasn't been as good lately for Buddy Hield, but still very good. But I think what I'm getting at here is what Buddy Hield does everywhere else, that never slumps. Never slumps. Buddy Hield sprinting the floor relentlessly, that never slumps. Never. And Buddy Hield is always running, always. And I even when he goes through stretches where he's not shooting the ball well, because he'll go through a stretch where, like any shooter does, where you're struggling to hit your shot a little bit. Like, he's not going to shoot 44% from downtown all season. I would be surprised if he did. The Warriors, of course, would take it if he did, but I don't think he will. The effort and the energy and running the floor and doing those sorts of things, that will never slump. And that, I think, is also something that impacts the rest of the team. It inspires the rest of the team. It encourages the rest of the team. You kind of get buy-in, kind of contagious, that kind of effort. And it led directly to a bucket. And it was all because, one, Moody heads-up play, keeping an eye on Hield, knowing Hield was not going to give up on the play. But it's also Buddy Hield, just an incredible amount of effort for Buddy Hield on that play to get himself a couple of points. So I wanted to highlight that, because while he didn't have the best shooting night tonight, he was really good in the first half. He finishes 11 points, 4 for 9 from the field. Wasn't bad. 3 for 7 from downtown. In fact, a little better, I think, that I'm giving him credit for. It wasn't the most high output scoring night from Buddy, only those 11 points. But I thought the most impressive two of the 11 points he scored was that stretch in the first quarter, when he just ran down the court, wasn't open, ran baseline to the opposite corner, wasn't open, ran back, cut baseline, backdoor, layup off the pass from Moody. Great moment there for Buddy Hield. But that was not our play of the game, because our play of the game belongs to Stephen Curry. Late in the third quarter, part of the Warriors building that 17-point lead, it was more acrobatics from Stephen Curry. He has done something like this so many times in his career, it's hard to count. Here's how it sounded earlier tonight on 95.7 The Game.
Curry goes up, spins it up and off the glass, and good as he came down. There was no reason for him to try a shot. Collins was draped on his back. He had no angle to work with whatsoever. He was actually falling out of bounds when he did it, and this threw it up with side English on it. It went high off the glass. It was almost like a pool shot. Ridiculous.
Tim Roy. That's Tim Roy, who has called all 16 years of Stephen Curry, and Stephen Curry is still leaving him speechless. And I don't blame you, Tim. That was an amazing play by Stephen Curry. And the reason why he was falling out of bounds was because Zach Collins fouled him, a big-time body bump, and he just sends him flying out of bounds. Steph somehow the wherewithal to know where he is in relation to the rim. And Tim Roy also mentioned the English, the spin that he put on the ball to get it to fall in off the glass, the way that he contorts his body and does all those like mental calculations to figure out, like, all right, I need to put this much spin on it and it'll go in off the glass at this angle and it will drop. Obviously, it's nothing that he's actively thinking about because he's done this for so long, but the fact that he has the ability to adjust on the fly like that in the blink of an eye, it is amazing. And I think much like Tim Roy, we are often left speechless by Steph Curry, despite seeing it for 16 years now. Steph Curry was awesome, and that is our play of the game tonight here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Okay, last thing we got to take care of here tonight is Crashing the Boards. As always, Crashing the Boards is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Let's take a look at the totals for the Warriors in this basketball game tonight. And we will go, you know what? I'm not going to give it to the guy who had the most rebounds tonight. That would be Trayce Jackson-Davis, 8 boards in 23 minutes. I'm going to look more on like a per-minute basis, and that's where we get Kevon Looney some deserved love. Nearly 13 minutes for Looney tonight, 12 minutes and 40 seconds. Seven rebounds in 12 minutes and 40 seconds. That is more than a rebound every 2 minutes. If you're doing that, you are going to be among the league leaders in rebounds. The issue for Looney is, of course, he does not play usually upwards of 25 minutes a night, so difficult for him to lead the league in rebounds, but he was on the glass often tonight. 7 rebounds in his 12 minutes and 40 seconds off the bench, and he also chipped in with 8 points. He had a big third quarter to help build the Warriors' lead, but unfortunately, it all disappeared from them in the fourth quarter. All right, Kevon Looney gets our Crashing the Boards honor tonight, which again is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Dubs fall in San Antonio tonight. Final score 104-94. The Warriors now 12-4 on the year, 7-3 away from home, and they return home for the Brooklyn Nets coming up on Monday. Then they have the Oklahoma City Thunder on Wednesday. Warriors have Thanksgiving off, also Black Friday off. Then they'll head back out on the road for Phoenix and Denver beginning a week from today on Saturday, November 30th. So for Cam Williams, for Chris O'Connell, my name is Mark Randy signing off. I'll catch up with you again tomorrow. We've got Niners football coverage for you here on 95.7 The Game. The kickoff show begins at 11 in the morning with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal. They'll take you up until kickoff around 1:25 or so. And then I've got you covered along with Kyle Madsen and Sterling Bennett for overtime the second the game ends. Tune into 95.7 The Game for post-game coverage. Niners in Green Bay without Brock Purdy, without Nick Bosa, maybe without Trent Williams. We'll find out, and we'll talk you through all of it tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game. But until then, my name is Mark Randy signing off. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.